This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna has constituted a three-member committee as part of in-house inquiry to probe the allegations against Justice Yashwant Verma. The three-member committee comprises Justice Sheel Nagu, Chief Justice of Punjab and Haryana High Court, Justice G.S. Sandhavalia, Chief Justice of High Court and Himachal Pradesh, and Justice Anu Srivaman of Karnataka High Court. CJI has asked the Chief Justice of Delhi High Court not to assign any judicial work for Justice Yashwant Verma. Media reports has earlier said that the fire at the judge's house had inadvertently led to the recovery of unaccounted cash. The Supreme Court Collegium had then decided to reparate Justice Verma back to Allahabad High Court, his parent High Court. India has doubled its gross domestic product in the last 10 years at a growth rate of 105% from $2.1 trillion in 2015 to $4.3 trillion in 2025. According to the data released by the International Monetary Fund, with this, India is now the fifth largest country in terms of GDP in the world after the US, China, Germany, and Japan. It added that India is set to outpace Japan soon, as the latter's GDP grew nil in the past decade. In comparison, the United States and China's GDP grew by 66% and 44% respectively during the same period. The center has withdrawn 20% duty on onion export, effective from 1st April. According to the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, this will ensure the remunerative prices to the farmers while maintaining the affordability of onion to the consumers at crucial juncture. It added that both the mandi and the retail prices have softened following the expected arrival of the rabi crops and the good quantities. As per the estimates, the higher production of crops during the rabi season, including onion, is expected to further ease the market prices in the coming months. The export duty of 20% has been in place from 13 September last year to ensure the domestic availability. The Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Suman Berry has stated that India is reshaping its development paradigm and is at a crucial juncture, poised to become a global economic powerhouse. Speaking at the 31st Lal Bahadur Shastri Memorial Lecture in New Delhi yesterday, he discussed the aspects of competitive and cooperative federalism. Mr. Berry highlighted the Niti Aayog's role in policy making and informed that the organization has launched a state Niti workshop series focused on key socio-economic development of the states. The Indian Embassy in Qatar is providing all possible assistance in the matter of detention of the Indian national Amit Gupta by Qatari authorities in relation to an ongoing investigation. Sources said that the embassy is in touch with the family and the lawyer representing Amit Gupta and the Qatari authorities on a regular basis. The Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta yesterday said that the state government has received more than 10,000 suggestions for drafting of the upcoming Delhi budget. Addressing the press conference in the national capital, she ensured that this budget will fulfill the promises and improve the standard of living of all the sections of the society. She added that through this public dialogue, this budget is not of the office of the government, but the budget of the people of Delhi. In the inaugural match of the Indian Premier League, IPL T20 Royal Challengers Bangalore defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 7 wickets at Eden Gardens in Kolkata tonight. Put into bat first, KKR scored 174 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, RCB overhauled the target in 17th, riding on this 95-run opening partnership between Virat Kohli and Philip Salt. And that is the end of this news bulletin.